Sports Central. Motorsport.
Only 3 weeks away from the start of the V8 Supercars for 2017. Gee, hasn't that come around fast? Kyle Hitchcock, the GM of Corporate Affairs for the Supercars, is on the line now. That has come around very quickly, hasn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, it sure has. There's not much of a break from, the first week of December to now. So, the guys, they've had a bit of a freshen up over summer, but there hasn't been too much rest for the teams, unfortunately, getting new cars prepped and, getting ready for the year. So, it's a long season, but we're going to finish a little bit earlier this year with the Newcastle 500, the very first coat tie Newcastle 500. So that'll give the teams a bit more of a an off-season to refresh and plan for the following year.
Now, given that you don't have the AFL draft or the V8 supercar draft broadcast live on television, what's the immediate thing we see that'll be different in 2017 from what we saw at the end of 2016?
You'll see a couple of new drivers, a few team changes, some drivers swapping teams. Garth Tander, for instance, is going back to where it all began, to Gary Rogers Motorsport, having spent, more than a few years with the Holden Racing team in recent times. So he's one example of what you're going to see. We've also got a new tyre compound coming in, which is going to make the racing a lot better than it already is. So that's going to, that'll certainly be different.
In what way better?
Well, it'll allow the guys to be a bit more aggressive. New compound, a softer compound. We're running soft tyres everywhere this year, so that just allows them to be more aggressive, particularly into the corners, and more attacking, more passing, we hope, it'll just spice up the racing a lot better. We've also got some new formats at four or five of the races, so different sort of race lengths and qualifying formats and things like that, but more so later in the year at the sprint rounds, and particularly at New Zealand. In 3 weeks' time, as you mentioned, at the Clipsal 500, we're reverting back to 2x250-kilometre races in Adelaide in a couple of weeks, which if this heat stays around, that's going to be a real, real test on the guys. It'll be 60, 65 degrees in the car, for 2.25 hours. So, let's hope it cools down sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I hope so. reason for all these changes, Kyle? Any particular reason? Was the market telling you that they wanted changes like these ones?
Yeah, look, it's a little bit of both. We're always trying to, spice up the action and keep the sport, as entertaining as it can be. The racing is always, it's the best touring car championship in the world. We hundreds of seconds separate cars. And the drivers in particular, tyres are really critical to any form of motorsport. And, the drivers love to race on, a softer compound that just allows them to push a little bit harder, makes the cars go faster. So, it's a bit of both, to be honest, Kevin. It's a bit of trying to, really spice up the sport, which in turn, increases the entertainment value for the spectator. Some of the race formats are more so at the call of the spectators and the fans, wanting to see, a different style of racing at various circuits.
There's no doubt it's a very exciting sport. Sometimes that doesn't come across on telly. Is that sort of been looked at?
Yeah, well, that's hence the reason for some of these changes. Formats in particular, it's not too bad, but there can be some races that, become a little bit pedestrian. We had a format year before last where we went to, very short races for the what we called the super sprint rounds, and that became a little bit that way. So we changed those back to longer formats where, you bring more strategy and more, pit stops and tyre changes into the mix, and that mixes the field up. And so you can see guys, charging through the field, no better than last year than we saw Shane Van Gisbergen doing it several times across the course of the year where, that's what people want to see. They want to see people coming from midfield, into the pack, and lots of overtaking, lots of passing. They like lots of what we call bump and grind, and guys, hitting each other. And so that's the reason. It's always, there's always things you can improve on, as with any sport, not just supercars. Little modifications here and there every year, is meant to bring the best out in the racing.
Kyle, we also need, you know, good versus evil. That works in motor racing. We need the evil, you know, the one that the driver or the team that everyone doesn't like doing well and then not doing well. And then sort of that rivalry of we're seeing some new young guns come up through the ranks to challenge the older blokes.
Yeah, look, there's a few. I mean, Scott McLaughlin, he's been in the sport for a few years, but, you know, he's going to be a real force with, he's moved teams from GRM to the DJR Team Penske. And, you know, that's DJR Team Penske, you know, part of one of the largest motorsport teams in the world, based out of the US. And so Scott's going to have some really good, you know, armoury underneath him and a great team behind him. So I think he'll be really one to watch. You know, Shane Van Gisbergen, you know, was pretty dominant last year. Jamie Wincup, his Red Bull teammate, is really going to want to challenge him this year. So you might see a bit of a, you know, a bit of white cap, black cap going on there.
Yeah, good.
you know, and I think Garth Tander as well. You know, I mentioned Garth earlier, but I think, you know, him going back to GRM, having departed HRT, he's got a real point to prove. He's not necessarily a young fella, but you know, he will be absolutely fired up to put some runs on the board now he's left the Holden Racing team. So yeah, there'll be lots of that across the field, and you know, you're exactly right. That's what people want to see. They want to see rivalries, and you know, we'll be doing our best to make sure we give them lots.
Now, you mentioned the Clipsal starts in Adelaide on the 2nd of March, and obviously we get the boys here for the Grand Prix weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. A couple of weeks after the Adelaide event, we head over across to Melbourne, which is always great. Love racing at the Grand Prix. Different sort of crowd, which is great. You know, it's always fantastic being on the same card as the Formula One guys, and you know, it gives our guys you know, a chance to see them in action. And there's actually a lot of crossover. A lot of team members of, you know, who are currently in supercars have worked in Formula One and vice versa. There's a lot of Aussies up and down the pit lane in Formula One. So it's also a good chance for those guys to catch up, to be honest. You know, a lot of our guys, you know, Jamie Wincup, Will Davison, the list goes on. They've actually raced, you know, alongside a lot of the current Formula One drivers. So there's a lot of friends, you know, across both sports.
And, yep.
You know, it's fantastic being at the Grand Prix, and we'd love to make it a championship round one day, and you know, hopefully that's not too far away.
Oh, and I think it was one year where they didn't have the supercars at the Grand Prix, and it just wasn't the same. Just, yeah, got to have them there.
Yeah, no, you know, we certainly bring, you know, bring a bit more of a crowd to the table, and you know, it just adds a bit of variety as well to the undercard, I think. But you know, they've obviously also got some great support categories. But yeah, no, we love going to the Grand Prix, and we're a really important part of that event, which is great. You know, so you know, we like to, you know, I think the fans really like to see both, you know, Formula One and V8 supercars are, you know, very different sports. Obviously, cars, you know, the cars are very different. You know, so just add that bit of variety, I think. But yeah, you're right. You know, there was a pretty big downturn when we missed. That was a while back now. But yeah, happy to be back. And as I say, hopefully in a couple of, you know, year or two, will be a championship event there, which will make it even better.
Now, the celebs love their car racing, and you've named one as an ambassador for the supercars for this year.
Yeah, Delta Goodrum. We launched our season at the Adelaide Oval on Thursday, which was fantastic. And Delta Goodrum's going to be an ambassador for us. She's going to play at two events later in the year, and she's also going to perform on the grid at Bathurst. You know, Delta actually has been brought up with motorsport. She's a big Bathurst fan, and she's a big sports fan. You know, so it's good. You know, it'll be good having Delta on board, you know, to help promote the sport. You know, we're always, you know, trying to increase the, you know, the breadth of our audience, and you know, Delta will bring a lot to the table in that regard. So, you know, it's a good fit for us, and you know, it'll be great to have her on board.
And the coverage will be right across Fox Sports and Channel 10 this coming season.
Yep, yeah, Fox Sports live, every session live on Fox Sports. Including a lot of the support categories across the course of the year, and then 10 will broadcast the six major events, which are, you know, the likes of the Clipsal 500, Bathurst 1000, the Gold Coast 600, Newcastle, etc. So yeah, it's a great television. Our numbers, you know, have been going, you know, through the roof year on year. They get, you know, they're ever increasing, and you know, the Fox product is awesome. You know, high definition, live, all sessions, so practices, qualifying, top 10 shootouts, the whole box and dice on Fox, and then, you know, 10 do this, deliver the same thing for the six, you know, marquee events across the year.
No, looking forward to it. 2nd to 5th of March, Clipsal 500 kicks it off. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Great stuff. Thanks, Kevin.
Good on you, Cole. Cole Hitchcock there, the GM of Corporate Affairs of the Supercars, getting underway in Adelaide with the two 250 races in the Clipsal 500.